Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And of course, I want you to holler at me. And you know the number. If you don't, 347-826-7435 is it. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And I know some of y'all are always too shy to call. So if you can, you got a question, comment, concern, email your boy, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I got you. Don't matter. Whatever it is. We can talk a taste on it, because that's how I do. In the meantime, if you're listening, you want to jump in the chat room and got a little something to say, I will listen to you, maybe, kind of, sort of. You let me know, I'll let you know, and we'll all know together. In the meantime, in between times, I won't say I'm old. I will say I'm older, according to my homie. Shout out to my homie Brady. Says I'm not old because I am a newly minted grandpa here. Seems to be my son and my daughter-in-law have conspired to have a baby today. Well, they've been conspiring for like 9 months, and today was the day. I got the "you are official grandpa" text, picture. You know, I was all warm and fuzzy and squishy inside. Then I was thinking of ways I can train my grandson to be the deadliest man alive. Then I thought, yeah, that probably wouldn't work. I don't want to turn my grandkid into a serial killer, but at the same time, wanting to be, you know, maybe I can do something like expose him to some radioactive dust or something, and he can be a superhero dust man. No, anyway. congratulations to my son and my daughter-in-law for delivering me a beautiful, healthy baby. Grandson, my warm and tender inside. I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry. No, I'm not gonna cry. Also, shout out to Pittsburgh Steelers field goal kicker who sucks ass. And I don't know if they won or lost. I stopped watching after he missed the second field goal chip shot. And then Baltimore goes down and hits their field goal. They go into overtime. So if Pittsburgh loses, I'm guessing that he is hoping for the opportunity to kick that field goal in overtime so that he can keep his job, at least maybe stay the Wolves. Because if they lose and Baltimore wins that game, or if they've already won, somebody's looking for a job. And in the NFL, it's especially cruel because there are no guaranteed contracts. You know, they say, hey, he signed 4 years, $114 million. That don't mean jack in the NFL. 4 years, $114 million just means, yeah, whatever you're getting that year. If you get the signing bonus, and then if you last a year, you get your salary. If not, S-O-L. Shit out of luck. But hey, Scopey. Good job. I think his name is Josh Scobie. Putting your life in the hands of your feet and the coach's decision to whether or not to cut you. Because I know I just wouldn't have been down for it. You got to make them kicks, man. Anyway, enough of that. I got a grandbaby. Oh, that slipped out. Did I tell y'all that I have a grandbaby? Oh, okay. I'm older. But still not too old enough to talk about the things that crazy people do. Now, I like to always say I'm differentiating between what crazy people do and what we normal people do. Although I don't talk a lot about what normal people do because I'm too busy talking about crazy people. Like this one woman who goes, and I'm going to name her Mally, whatever. She goes on a solo kayak trip in Bird Bay, Alaska. Solo. By herself. Kayak trip. First indication that she crazy. I'm going on no kayak trip by herself. Who does crazy folk? That's who does that. Second, there's a bear that walks up to her kayak at lunchtime. She's filming this now. You know, she first starts by talking to the bear, thanking the bear, that is, for leaving the kayak alone. Then she threatens the bear with pepper spray, shoots the bear. There's a video for this. Please, please, if you would like to laugh, I recommend this Mary Mally, whatever her name is, watching this video of her dumb ass talking to the bear. And she starts spraying the bear like, yeah, I'm hitting you with the pepper spray. Stay away from me. To which the bear retorts, you know what? I'm going to tear your shit up. So the bear begins to tearing up her kayak, gnawing it and scratching it all up, tearing it apart. Like, all right, you want to spray somebody with pepper spray? Gotcha. I'm going to tear up your kayak. So it's going to be just me and you stuck out here. You think about that, homie. So he's tearing her stuff up. And this is on video. She goes about, hey, please stop breaking my kayak, please. She says, please stop breaking my kayak, please, to the bear. And then she goes and utters the ultimate. It's the end of September. Why are you here? You're supposed to be asleep. It's like, really? Really? First, she's talking to the bear like the bear spoke English. The bear speaks bear. Not English, bear. I'm guessing the bear mama and the bear daddy, they spoke bear too. They didn't speak English. All the bear knew was you spray pepper spray, I'm tearing your shit up. Now what? It's going to be me and you. She asked, it's the end of September. Why are you here? Like, bears have a calendar. Yes, we know bears hibernate. But anyway, crazy folk and what they do. Trying to talk to bears like they speak English. trying to negotiate with a bear, then finally asking why the bear is not asleep. Cracking me up. Cracking me up. I thought that I had heard it all, but I hadn't. Then, of course, I also found out that, something interesting, maybe for some of the folks out there. Did you know that you can pass down your tattoos? I'm just finding out here that NAPSA, the National Association for the Preservation of Skin Art, which started earlier this month, their aim is to pass down the tattoos to your kids, grandkids, and loved ones. So you feel like you're ready to die or whatever, you can have your tattoos removed, preserved, and turned into fine art. They say, the good people down at NAPSA, the National Association for the Preservation of Skin Art, they say it's saving your legacy and caters to those who don't want to be defined by others. Now, I somehow think you're in the dictionary all by yourself. You pass it down. I mean, I guess if my daddy had tattoos, like, you know what? I'm at the end of my days. I'm gonna cut these tattoos off, and I'm gonna get them framed for you. So, what they recommend, and this is they have a 9-step guide for how to preserve your skin, and then they want you to make a profile on the NAPSA site, and then they ask you to write up a tattoo will. And then after you, they recommend that you tell your loved one, hey, I'm leaving you my tattoo, you know, the skin with the tattoo on it. And then when you die, your final wish beneficiary has to give NAPSA notice within 18 hours. And then NAPSA will send over a preservation kit containing instructions and all the necessary equipment to recover, temporarily preserve, and safely ship your tattoo to NAPSA, mailed overnight to the recovery provider. So, if you want, you can cut the tattoo skin. If you're tough enough to do that type thing, you can do it, or you can have people at the funeral home do it. I'm guessing they don't want to do it, and I guess I know damn well I wouldn't want. Man, I don't know what to say. Within 18, you gotta cut it off so it can be preserved. Do you really want your loved one's tattoo, the skin? Also, well, obviously the skin is on it because it's tattooed. I mean, do people really want that? I mean, obviously there's a market, I'm assuming, because they have a whole society. Association for it. Damn it. I mean, damn it. We talking about the cutting the skin. I mean, you. Anyway, I don't even know no more. I don't even want to live on Earth. I mean, if not for my new, I don't even know. Not for new grandchild, I don't even know. Talking about. I mean, you want to horrify your kid? You want to scare him straight? Tell him, hey, I'm gonna leave you my tattoo. We gonna get it framed. All you gotta do is order the kit, and then you can cut it off, and then you can get it mounted. Yeah, that's a thought for your ass right there. And I think I'm going to break on that one. Because that's a little bit beyond me. I thought that I had heard and talked. I mean, I've talked about some pretty gross things. But the fact that you got folks that want to preserve the skin tattoo of their people. Whew. I'm going to come back to this because that goes back to something crazy that I've always taught. I'm a conspiracy theorist, so we'll be back. In the meantime, I'm going to do some nepotism. This is coming from the vault of, he comes from my balls collection. It's Clay Creation, your favorite rapper.
Listen, 911 emergency. I just killed your favorite rapper, it's a murder scene. Self-defense first, you tried to murder me. We talk about turning up, then how we get currency. Good golly, that is too much molly. At the end of it all, pride was a folly. Death to your nuggets, death to your shirt. How y'all think that's hip-hop, only proves we getting worse. Biggest act without a job, fake without work, so I work just to make all this fake stuff hurt. By the way, your favorite rapper died of his own chain. There were gold, but they shackled up his right brain. Crucifixion, the death of me is a new reign. My lyrics fell from the sky, that's that new rain. Back to this rap game, I spit flame. Every punchline is top skull, it goes over brain. I guess I'm too cryptic. I ain't simple, so the people don't get it. I don't care who you rap for. God deserves excellence, bro. Not your wax low. Dr. Seuss rhyming, planet rap careers. Green X and Ham won't do it this year. Don't give your job a day up. They say they ball hard, but can't even make a layup. No.
Together you got a move, drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Dropping with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Clay Creation, your favorite rapper. He says he's my favorite rapper. And, you know, every now and again, I might oblige him. Yeah, you're my favorite rapper. With my hands behind my back, with my fingers crossed, and winking and all that. I kid Clay Creation. He is my favorite rapper. Sometimes. Today he's my favorite rapper. Tomorrow, probably not. But don't tell him I said that. In between time, give me a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. People in California, rejoice. Supposedly, there's free weed to be had here in California. Yeah, no, there's a couple dispensaries here that are offering free weed to California fire victims. So if you've been burnt by the fire, whatnot, you can get some weed. Yeah, they're offering, and this is to clarify, medical marijuana dispensaries in Northern California are offering up to $200 per patient that was affected by the wildfire. So, two companies are offering free products at five dispensaries in San Francisco, Santa Rosa, Sebastopol, if I said that wrong, it's not my fault, and Lake County through October 7th. So, in order to get yours, you potheads, pay close attention. You have to be eligible. You must have a medical marijuana prescription and a home address in Cobb, Kelseyville, Middleton, or Hidden Valley Lake. So those companies, the two companies, they donated $20,000 worth of marijuana related items. So the offer began last Thursday, and so if you were affected by the fire, you can go and get you some weed so you can puff give and feel better about the fact that, hey, you're homeless, but you'll have $200 worth of weed. So, yeah, there you go. Shout out to my homegirls from Miles for Marijuana. I don't know if y'all are in Cali, but if you are, you might want to get smoked up. Get it ready. And for you people in Oregon, you can now buy weed legally in Oregon. Yay! No? Anyway. Yeah. It's legal as of today. Buy all the weed you want from a medical marijuana dispensary, of course. You can't go holler at the dope man on the corner because they're hating on that. But yeah, you can go ahead on and get you some weed for everybody. Now, of course, I am of the belief that this weed is not what it should be. I mean, I never trust the government, and maybe some of these dispensaries, they're growing organic weed, but I'm always, if the government's involved, city governments, whatnot, they could have that GMO weed, kind of weed that make hair grow. Well, most people have hair on their butt, so that's, I'm just saying that you may grow some things that shouldn't be growing, that GMO, them GMO products, not that it ain't in the food, whatnot, but I'm going to go 99.999% that the weed that people are smoking nowadays, probably some GMO products, probably modified just a little bit. That's how we roll here in America. You got to make them profits. We got to modify it so they stretch it out and be better. More, 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 more. Just saying. I could see it happening. I could be wrong. But I don't think I am. But I'm a conspiracy theorist, so that's how I'm thinking. Not that it was a conspiracy, but you know, we're talking about Oregon. This idiot in another long line of shooters. Schools opened fire at the Oregon Community College, killing at least 13 people before he died in the exchange of gunfire with the police. It's trying to try to now pronounce this school, Umpqua Community College, is in Roseburg, Portland. Well, it's 180 miles south of Portland. Dude, just 20-year-old, just decided, hey, let's just start shooting folks. Which, you know, you keep hearing about this, and you try to figure out what make these folks decide instead of just doing it. You wanna hurt, so just hurt yourself. Why are you going to shoot innocent folks? I mean, most folks say I'm wrong, unusually cruel, but I would rather these dudes just kill themselves. Kill yourself. If you think about going up to the school and shooting innocent folks, just kill yourself. Works out for everybody. You have self-loathing, feeling sorry for yourself. You take care of that. And innocent people who want to live get to live, as opposed to these fucking idiots who just open fire and kill folks just because, I don't know, they're, I'm not trying to trivialize it, but it's like something stupid happened in a privileged person's life and they can't take it, so they got to take other folks out. Just idiotic to me. And it's sad commentary that what we're like every month, every other month, this type of thing happens. Just sad. I mean, really, really sad. I would hope that we would be past this type of thing, but obviously we're not and won't be for a long, long time, it seems. It just keeps ramping up. We get more and more of this idiocy. That's the way the cookie's crumbling nowadays. Now, I'm a self-admitted conspiracy theorist. So I'm reading that there's a Russian social network that was ordered to act on piracy, and so I guess they were notorious for streaming pirated music. They were ordered by a court to use technology to prevent future copyright infringement. And so record labels, Warner and Universal, sued Kentucky. I'm saying it wrong, and I don't even care. Anyway, some company in Russia demanding the removal of the pirated music and 50 million rubles, which comes out to $1.4 million U.S. money in damages. So they reached, in July, they reached a settlement with Sony. So they're using, they're installing preventative technology that keeps you from using pirated music or downloading pirated music. Like if you use it when you play in your video, your media player, whatnot, it'll come up showing that it was pirated because I guess they have digital tags, whatnot. To which I say that sounds good. But see, here's the conspiracy theorist, Mr. F the N word, coming in. And I remember the golden age of hip hop when EPMD can go platinum, Brand Nubian can go gold, Public Enemy's platinum, you know, Ice Cube, Ice-T can go gold and platinum without having not one single record played on the radio. Not a one. So the conspiracy theorist in me says, when you have your Napster and all these other pirating sites pop up in the United States, who gets hit the hardest? Seems to me the rappers got hit the hardest, because I'm talking about you have groups that had substance, groups that weren't necessarily you call mainstream, selling 500,000 to 1 million records. Once again, not being played on the radio, but that's what the people wanted. So you fast forward, and then you start hearing about pirates and whatnot, and all of a sudden, hardcore, you know, real substance hip-hop artists don't sell no more. I mean, selling is even out because people, they don't even really buy records anymore. I mean, you got everything digital, whatnot. I mean, I still purchase. You know, I enjoy quality hip hop. I don't listen to the radio personally because I don't want my feelings to be hurt. I don't want my ears to start bleeding or my heart to start racing because I'm so upset by listening to this garbage. But my point being, if they wanted to stop bootlegging, they could have, because we're talking about at that particular point in time, it was a thriving market. People buying records. Record companies were making bank. All of a sudden, pirating record companies are losing a lot of money. So why couldn't they do the whole there's no bootlegging? Why allow bootlegging if it cuts into your profits? See, that's why I come back into the conspiracy theorists in me that says, you know what? You have this entity group that synergy. The synergy is positive. Positivity in our community, in the low income communities, is not a good thing for society on the whole, because talking about upliftment and doing your thing is not encouraged. I mean, because if you're talking about upliftment, you're talking about the cure. And there's no money in the cure in America. The money's only in the re-up of poverty. Because in order for capitalism to work, you got to have somebody to capitalize on. And so if they're not buying your bullshit product, they're buying the product that benefits them. Shit, even if you're making money, you're losing out on the other end because you're losing out on the destruction, the mental death, and destruction of the power base of the low-income population. Now, some folks will disagree, say, nah, you come on now. You think they would go through that? I'm saying just look at it how it was. We talking about they selling millions of records. Hip hop was selling millions of records. Are they selling millions of records now? No. You tell me those group of hip hop artists where you're like, man. And you tell me your middle of the road artist where you're like, oh yeah, such and such went gold, da da da. We don't even hear terms like that no more. I mean, they talk about great hip hop artists, they Nicki Minaj and them. There's no middle class in hip hop anymore. See, I say middle class, I'm like cats that was successful that did 300,000-400,000. Went gold. You know, obviously, there's the upper echelon of people who went platinum. See, because, I mean, I'm Eric B. and Rakim, platinum. Public Enemy, platinum. KRS-One, Boogie Down Productions, platinum. Millions of records. Ice Cube, Ice-T, platinum. Millions of records being sold. You give that away because you, once again, there's no money in the cure. There's no money in positivity. The money is all in negativity. Always has been, always will be. Just a shame that it is happening like that. So, you know, it's funny, in Russia, they're like, yeah, you ain't having it. You're going to make sure that they can't even cheat. I'm like, why they couldn't do that here? I'm thinking that we would still have dope music. I mean, I will forever, until I'm not here anymore, will rail against the fact that we did a Straight out of Compton movie. In NWA, they were trailblazers, no doubt. But were they more trailblazing than Public Enemy? KRS-One? Were they? Were their stories more? I mean, it's a real good movie, but hip-hop trailblazers, the guys that just put hip-hop on the map, no, it's already on the map. They did a song that, quite frankly, a lot of people had already been saying. Hey, not trying to take away from the brothers, I'm just saying. What they did by saying that, you tell the generation, hey, you know what? Quote unquote, gangster rap. That's your foundation to hip hop. Because all of a sudden you have a new generation of kids who thinking, oh, hip hop started right there. NWA. Nope. It did not. But thank you, Hollywood, for, as always, preserving bullshit on wax and making the people believe what is not real. Because that's what they do. But it's always going to be somebody who's going to refute that. Because we can't have it. We are not having that foolishness. And on that note, I'm going to go on break here. I'm going to go into my homie Kali. Real hip hop. Here I am.
Yeah. Drop the street for my head, getting up spots high in the hood, but never that old city rider, repping the good and get my city higher. My homies know me how I've been inspired, my circle moving while they spinning tires, focus my vision to my brain's rewired, my heart stained, eyes fired, my lost love was living my raps, came up betting on sports cards and crash. I went from comic books, sports cards and ads, rolling with street cats, oh yes, over there with that, I flung Buddha but never told me to shoot a money, always on my mind, so I was on the ground for two goals. Did you grab? Still on that 9-to-5 hustle, banging my music loud. Writing some of my illest lyrics at the workplace. Guess you can say I'm getting paid double time, so I work late stacking. Already made it happen. Wife, you got a fun and I've been humming the store. Priorities of a husband got me running to the spot. That's got the blind hot chocolate. Just think about my seed, keep me higher than a rocket. My work ethic and method about to reach boundaries. Running wild, my reflection in the mirror smiling back at me. I love it, still about this music, but I'd rather be a better husband, not the man I used to be. But now I get it, I was wrong, cause the man I'm turning into is the man I've been all along. Guess it was there the whole time. You could say I lived a life of crime, victimless, with no hands on a pistol grip. Picture this, the fear shrooms and the speakers in my room. Every softener in the tomb to the skies, the ground of green fumes. I put bubble gum in jaws, I kept my urban flow. It came with different smells, I helped sell when I was serving. Had that big red cinnamon, watermelon and winter fresh. Berry with a special Merry Christmas, never been impressive. Boo, if it wasn't mine, the folks that I smoke with. New Year's got a rest, they had to quit. My parents stressed, learned my lesson when I lost my elder. Homies wasn't calling, I ain't having with the super wit. And no longer the call, think they diss me. Bunch of followers, but I ain't tripping. Thinking back, that's the reason why I live how I'm living. I'm in the books now, we're trying to get better at being me. Under a giveaway from dirty, and my daughter's learning anxiously. Married almost a year, baby coming in the hat. At least another four, I sell my house and five. I did the math and everything is running wild, my reflection in the mirror smiling back at me. I love it, still about this music, but I'd rather be a better husband, not the man I used to be. But now I get it, I was wrong, cause the man I'm turning into is the man I've been all along.
Yo, yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher, and you tuned in to SmoothDrummer.com.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drum with your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was the homie Kali. Here I am. And speaking of which, here I am. about to do what I do every Thursday. I haven't done this in a while, but I did it last week, and I get to do it again. This is, of course, the Dumbass of the Week. Get that last one out. Anyway, Dumbass of the Week is, of course, the Washington State School District, which has banned the game of tag for kids at recess, citing, I quote, student safety. Because you know how dangerous tag is. Oh, let me quote these idiot administrators from the Washington State School District who say, while at play, especially during recess and unstructured time, students are expected to keep their hands to themselves. The rationale being behind this is to ensure the physical and emotional safety of all students. And this comes from the district's communications director, Mary Grady. Now, tag. I've heard of dangerous stuff that could happen, but tag? When has tag been dangerous? I mean, what kind of, are they playing ice pick tag up there in Washington State? Where it's like everybody's required to run with an ice pick or a butcher knife and oh man. It's tag. I'm like, I just played tag the other day. I guess I endangered some kids' lives. You know, that whole running and exercising and getting your wind up. I guess that's too much. It's just too much. How dare you want to exercise and have kids exercise? Now, I could say it's governmental conspiracy theory, but I'm not. He's just an idiot. You wonder why these kids are so mentally soft. Nowadays, you have so many shooters. You have so many ill-formed, mentally developed kids. It's because You coddle them so much where now it's like they can't even play tag. You get trophies for coming in fifth and sixth place. Man, that. Don't give me no sixth place trophy. I remember throwing away my second place trophy. Fuck a second place. Fuck fifth and sixth place. Trying to win. See, I've always been of the belief, please don't come get me. I've always been of the belief that the people who say it's not whether or not you win or lose, it's how you play the game, that's said by the winners so that the losers don't feel so bad about themselves. I'm a competitor. I can lose with dignity, but that don't mean I want to lose. I don't get the virtue of always losing. Yeah, it builds some character, but winning helps also. You can't appreciate winning without the losses, and the losses help build you up so that you can learn to win. That's the lesson. And so with tag, kids learn to run. You get touched, you get it. If you get touched all the time first, hey, that means you need to up your stamina game. Now, everybody can't be, you know, the speed merchant. But damn, you can work on your shaking, babe. You might be able to shake somebody. Make them fall. They can't touch you because I shook you. I'm just saying. It's just tag. And if kids get tagged, they'll be okay. And when we got to live in a society where you start off with kids not being able to touch other kids, then they grow up to be adults that are detached, that don't touch other adults. And then you wonder why you have all these other myriad of negative cooperation amongst people, because it starts right there. You learn how not to be personal. You don't know how to be in somebody's space and be comfortable. Because you don't know touch. You can't even play tag. You can't even touch. You know, how do you learn to touch? How do you learn what is proper in touching and communication and whatnot? I mean, I'm a toucher. If I'm around you, I've probably touched you. If we've been around each other, I mean, I'm a, how you doing? Touch on the shoulder. It's meant as a sign of friendship, a sign we're good. You know, fist bump, touching. It's a personal thing. It's acknowledging that person. You know, speaking to people, touching them, acknowledging them. You know, in a positive way. Dig that kind of thing. When you take that away, oh, kids can't touch each other. Washington State, the Mercer Island School Board, School District, y'all suck. But not more than our Hater of the Week. You don't know. George Zimmerman had the nerve to retweet the picture of Trayvon Martin's body. Dead body. You know, and had the nerve to talk about it at that. You know, like, oh man, he's like, yeah, I'm a one-man army. And this is paired with the photo of Trayvon Martin dead. And it's like, I'm disappointed. I've said this, and I'm gonna say it again. It's the reason why black people don't get taken seriously in this country and all over the world. Not that I'm advocating violence or anything like that, but the fact that you can have a guy like this openly laughing, retweeting pictures of a young man that he slayed, talking about self-defense, whatnot, and nobody's taking a shot at him. I mean, I'm sorry, but if we're in the same town if I see him, I gotta pull out on him. As a black man, my life is in danger every time I'm around him. And I'm like, you know, I hear dudes, you know, I've heard a dude or two down in Florida, oh, thugging hard, thug, kill anybody, I kill her. I'm a killer. But this guy is in your city. Probably drove by you a couple times. You know? She was tired. Somebody steal his car. Something. Do something to this dude. Steal his car. Break into his house. Steal the rims off his car. Something. Inconvenience this cat. I mean, he's big dog. He's just out there doing whatever, tweeting pictures of Trayvon Martin. I'm sorry. I don't see how any quote unquote thug, like you want to call yourself, down there in the fine state of Florida. You're in the same city as this idiot and you have nothing. Egg his house, something. Spray paint on his car, on his door, something. Anything. This dude's got 11,000 followers on Twitter. So there's a lot of people who like following what he does. I mean, we talking about some supreme hate here. You know? I mean, he was happy. He was like, yeah, they the nerd removed my post. And he put out 2 phone numbers for all media inquiries. You know, he wants folks to call him. He wants to laugh in your face. So I'm calling out. I'm just putting it out in the air to all the so-called thugs out there. Somebody call him. At least call him and threaten him. I mean, somebody? Anybody? Nobody? Nobody out there want to throw a threat his way? Break in his house? Steal his car? Do something. Please? I'm begging you. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-word. And of course, this was another Smooth Drama presentation. Special shout out to all my listeners out there listening. I holler at y'all. Have a good weekend. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.